diving in.
I've had the experience 8 times now, and every single time it was a struggle. As my children began to outgrow their diapers, I tried to talk them into leaving the kiddie pool and launch out into the deep. For them, however, the kiddie pool was all there was and all there ever would be. That, of course, is until they experienced the deep. Once they learned how to swim in the ocean, they forever lost their appetite for shallow water. As I led each one of my children into an experience with the vastness of the ocean, so too, Jesus led his disciples out of the shallow tide pools of prayer into an ever-deepening relationship with their Heavenly Father. The following are some practical guidelines for diving in. 1. Make the paradigm shift. Stop seeing prayer as merely a means of obtaining your requests. Start seeing prayer as a means of enjoying the riches of a relationship with God. In other words, learn well the facts, the F-A-C-T-S, the faith, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication on prayer that I presented in chapter 3. 2. Confess your sins daily. Every single prayer, including the prayer of Jesus, will bounce right off the ceiling if there's unforgiveness in your heart, which is precisely why Jesus ended his public sermon on prayer with these words, "If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." 3. Get into the Bible. God's will is revealed in His Word. Thus, the only way you can know His will is to know His Word. The more we meditate upon God's Word, the clearer His voice will be as we daily commune with Him in prayer. 4. Discover your secret place. The secret to prayer is secret prayer. Your public presence is a direct reflection of your private prayer life. If you spend time in the secret place, you will exude peace in the midst of life's storms. If you do not, you're going to be a poster child for busyanity rather than Christianity. 5. Make prayer a priority. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. As the Master put it, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice or applies them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." My experience in teaching memory for over 2 decades demonstrates that if you faithfully practice a new discipline for 21 days, it may well stay with you for the rest of your life.